Time for the little no black history fact. Brought to you by Ford. Ford Motor Company. Discover the innovative design and performance in Ford's impressive lineup of cars. At Ford, we go further so you can. 1952, August 3rd, Live Oak, Florida, was rocked by a mysterious incident. Ruby McCullum walked into Dr. C. Elroy Adams' office and shot him over a reported bill dispute, which writer Zora Neale Hurston found curious. You read this, Sam? So, McCullum and her husband, Sam, were considered wealthy. The pair allegedly made money from gambling, but they were considered good pay, meaning they didn't know bills. Dr. Adams forced McCullum into bedroom slavery and fathered a daughter with her, according to McCullum's testimony. She was allegedly pregnant with his child when she killed him. Her attorney urged her not to share those details. Zora Neale Hurston covered McCullum's trial, noting that officials shied away from the more explosive portion of the case and pushed the bogus bill reasoning. McCullum was declared insane, spent two decades in a mental institution. She was freed in 1974, and she passed away in 1992.
The book was Zora Neale Hurston and the Strange Case of Ruby McCullum from a few years ago. But yeah, she was a journalist and covered this case.
Wow. And the book is called?
Zora Hurston and the Strange Case of Ruby McCullum.
Oh. I don't want to read
it. It was
that
on Discovery Channel. I don't know if you remember. You watched Discovery Channel programming, but there was a, they did a.
Wow. That's a little known black history fact.
Yeah,
read more about it on blackamericaweb.com.